Welcome back. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. As part of tonight's show, we are paying tribute to the Astro Boy series and its creator, Osamu Tezuka. As part of that tribute, earlier we paid special tribute to the music and songs of the original 1960s version of Astro Boy, and later we'll pay special tribute to the 2003 version of Astro Boy. And that will include some things that you may never have heard before, even if you were a diehard fan of the 2003 version of Astro Boy. Right now, though, I'd like to conclude our tribute to the 1980s version of Astro Boy, which is arguably my favorite because of the way that it was able to sort of intertwine social issues with fun adventure. It managed to never be too silly or too preachy. In my view, it was kind of the perfect balance. And speaking of the 1980s version, the background music in the 1980s version of Astro Boy was very special as well. The composer for this series was Nariaki Saeguza. Right now, I'd like to share with you some of his compositions for the 1980s iteration of Astro Boy, including some music that you won't hear on the soundtrack. Hope you enjoy. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. In 2003, a new Astro Boy series was created in celebration of Astro Boy's fictitious birth date, which was April 7th, 2003. Right now, here's the opening theme to the Japanese version of the series, which is a great remix of the original Astro Boy theme.
Blue 아토 인간을 지킨다.
As part of tonight's J-Pop Exchange, we are spotlighting the Astro Boys series as part of our tribute to its creator, Osamu Tezuka. Later, we'll talk about Osamu Tezuka's work, Kimba, the White Lion, also known as Jungle Emperor Leo. So we kicked off tonight's show by playing some great music from the 1960s version of Astro Boy, and we followed that up by playing some great music from the 1980s version of the Astro Boy anime. For the past several minutes or so, we have begun to focus on the 2003 version of the Astro Boy series. Now, in terms of the background music, there's one dramatic difference between this series and the 1960s and 80s versions. While the 1960s and 1980s versions of the Astro Boy anime retained their original Japanese score, unfortunately, the 2003 version replaced the score. If you are curious about what the score sounds like, we're going to play the original score from the Japanese version. Right now, here are some musical selections from the original Japanese version composed by well-respected composer Takashi Yoshimatsu. an exclusive interview with Ayaka Kitazawa, along with some great music by her, when the second half of the J-Pop Exchange begins right after this break.
Hi, I'm Kenji Kawai, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange podcast.